Yes, good morning. This is Marlon here again. Praise the Lord for a new day. I know I say praise the Lord for a new day every day, I believe. And I do rejoice every day for a new day. And we can depend on a new day every day because of the topic I want to speak about this morning. About the faithfulness of God. Many things around us change. People change. Circumstances change. And we change. But one thing that does not change is God. God's word stands true. God's word is true. And God's word will not change. And also God does not change. He is very faithful. I want to read a verse here, four verses here, Lamentations chapter 3, starting in verse 22. It says, "It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassion is still not. They are new every morning, great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul, therefore will I hope in him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. It is good that a man should hope, quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord." So there we have that God's mercy, that it's because of his mercy that we are not consumed. It's because of his compassion that we're not filled. Because of his compassion is filled up, they are new every morning. His mercies are new every morning. And then he just goes on and says, "Great is thy faithfulness." The next verse is in Deuteronomy 7, chapter 7, verse 9. And this is his promise. He promised to always be the same. Deuteronomy 7, verse 9. "Know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments to a thousand generations." And we haven't been here a thousand generations yet. And he's still faithful to us. He's still faithful to our children. We, as who are living today, will not be here for a thousand generations, but we can depend on God because of his word that if our children are here, children's children become a thousand generations, God will still be faithful to them. And that's an awesome thought, that God will always be faithful. Our duty to our faithful God, Psalms 89, verse 1, "I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations." Now we know that David was writing his Psalms, you know that he couldn't make it known to all the generations throughout all the generations, but he could let it be known in the generation he lived in. And that is our duty to our faithful God, to sing of the mercies of the Lord forever and to make known the faithfulness to all the people around us. And here's now the greatest part of his faithfulness to us. 1 John 1:9, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. By simply confessing, he is faithful to forgive us and cleanse us from our righteousness and our sins. Our unrighteousness can be taken away and replaced by the righteousness that is in Christ Jesus." So that is the greatest part of his faithfulness to us. And an awesome reminder of the things to come. Because God is faithful, we can believe on these next words, and we must believe in these next words, because God has been faithful throughout all the ages, and God promises to be faithful to many generations, to a thousand generations. But here in Revelation 22, verse 6, Revelation chapter 22, verse 6, "And he said unto me, these sayings are faithful and true. And the Lord God, the holy prophet, sent his angel to shew unto his servant the things which must be done." must shortly be done. So here it says, and he, Jesus said unto John, these things are faithful and true. The things I have told you about Revelation, all the judgments, all the trumpets, all these things I told you about Revelation are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servant the things which must shortly be done. And then John wrote this into the book, and that book we now call Revelation. And here is an awesome reminder of the things to come. Revelation 22, verse 7, it says, behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the things of the prophecy of this book. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the things of the prophecy of this book. We can believe these words because of his faithfulness. May God bless you, and may God be faithful to you throughout your generation, and may you be faithful throughout your generation to tell the next generation about the faithfulness of God, that we can all someday know the fullness of the faithfulness of God. And that would all be when you come to heaven and you're singing around, sitting around the throne, rejoicing, singing praises to our faithful God. God bless you and have a wonderful day.